Well, bless the Lord. Amen. I'm glad you're here tonight, house of God. Amen. Well, I'm stirred in my heart. Amen. Thank God for the good prayer, good singing, good praying. Amen. I pray, Lord, help us tonight. Good to have you preachers with us. Good to have Brother Preston Riddle with us. He's from Weaverville. That's Westview Baptist Church, isn't it, brother? Amen. Thank God for this preacher. He's going to come preach at this time. You give attention to the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, use him.
Amen. Amen. We are thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Thank God for His many blessings and just watching over us, keeping us safe and doing those things that we're not able to do for ourselves. He sure has been a good God to me. We are thankful for that and surely appreciate this good opportunity and this privilege to be with you tonight in the house of the Lord. And we surely don't take it lightly that we've been asked to come this way. And you pray much the Lord would help us if we couldn't thought we might be able to help you tonight. Surely we would no way be able to stand, but maybe something. I know the Word of God will help us tonight, and it'll still be true, and it'll still be right, whether I say anything or not. But I am thankful tonight for the Word of God. He's our helper tonight. And we think a lot of times, as old Psalmist David said, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men." And surely, can I say that we've got a lot to praise the Lord for tonight? But I do believe that we live in one of the quietest times probably ever been known. And surely, God's blessed us so much and been so good to us, and I know that He has me, and I feel like that He's been better to us than He has anybody else. And oh, I fail Him on being thankful like I ought to, but oh, without Him tonight I'd surely be in hell. But I sure am thankful for the Lord and saving me and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Surely we've got much to thank Him for tonight. But if you have your Bibles and want to turn with us to the book of 1 Thessalonians tonight, chapter number 5, maybe I read several verses tonight, more reading than we usually do, and have His will and His way tonight. And 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, and if you want to stand for an honor in the reading of the reference of the Word of the Lord tonight, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, and we'll start reading in verse number 1. And the Bible that I write unto you, for you for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh in the night, for when they shall destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and not the children of day. Children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether awake or asleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can be seated. Thank you for standing in honor of the reading of the reference of the Word of the Lord. But we thought hearing the Word of God as we was thinking and praying about this meeting, and just the thought that we have on our heart tonight. And I know that we read several verses of Scripture
scripture, and we're trusting the Lord tonight to tie all this together. But I thought about in verse number 18, and Paul said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And I thought it just that this week and the last several days, oh, that I got so much tonight to be thankful for. But I just some things that we want to look at right quick. But we think about leading up to this chapter, how Paul began to start out. He said, "The times and the seasons, you have no need that I write unto you." We know tonight, folks tonight that believe the Bible and saved by the grace of God, we know that the Lord could come at any moment and any time. And I realize the Word of God says, except there be a great falling away, that day's not going to come. But nowhere can I find that I or you tonight have to be part in this crowd tonight that's sit at home and they're scared to death tonight of every sickness and every virus coming and going. And I'm not making fun of that by no means tonight, but I do read in the Word of God that the Bible tells me tonight, my God shall supply all our needs according tonight to His riches and glory. And surely I'm not afraid of any of these things, and I respect it all with a great deal tonight. But I believe a lot of times we forget who our God is tonight. One writer said that He owns the cattle of a thousand hillsides, and I'm glad that He spoke all this tonight into existence. We live in a day, instead of being thankful, we're overcome by fear, and we're overcome by the what if or the maybes. And you know what, we live our days so scared and so caught up, and we live in a political time when when one side's telling you to be afraid of one thing and one thing's that side's telling you to be afraid of another tonight. But I'm glad that I've got a God in heaven that He's keeping me, and He's not just keeping me in case so and so does or does not I get in the White House. But I believe that a read where Paul said, then I know who I believed, and I'm persuaded tonight. I don't know that we're persuaded anymore in this day. I don't know, you know, how you and I can be more persuaded. I think about it, as whole Paul said here. He said, "In everything give thanks." And I think tonight that we fail, and I know that I fail tonight. I to thank Him and to praise Him tonight for all that He's done for me. He didn't save me tonight because I deserve it. He didn't save you tonight because you deserve it tonight. But I thought, as we read over in the book of John chapter number 10, He said, "My Father loves me because I lay down my life for the sheep." He said, "No man takes it from me." He said, "But I lay it down myself." And not only that, I'm like what He said. He said, "I have power to lay it down, but I also have power tonight to raise it up again." And you know what, tonight, I'm glad if He wasn't able tonight to raise it up again, you and I'd still be lost with no hope. But boy, we need to realize the price that was paid for you and the price that was paid for me, that we wouldn't have to die lost in our sins. Do you realize tonight that I ought to be in hell and you ought to be in hell tonight? But God, we're with that He loved us, who is rich in mercy and rich in grace. And why we were yet sinners, Christ hung and bled and died on Calvary for me and for you tonight. Surely we don't need to be moved by fear and be afraid of everything coming and going. That God that was big enough to save me, He's big enough to keep me. He's big enough to take me home. And I'm glad, you know what? Surely this agenda that's going on now, you know what, tonight, this liberal mess, they're wanting you to be afraid. They're wanting you to live in fear tonight. They're wanting you to look for them for direction on what to do. But I'm glad tonight we look into man for the wrong direction. We look into man tonight, and we need to be on our knees tonight before a holy God, thanking Him for Calvary, thanking Him for the old rugged cross, thanking Him for coming where I was. One day old psalmist David said that He brought me up out of the horrible pit and up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings tonight. And you know what, I'm glad that He put a new song in our mouth. And you know what, surely this world and this wicked generation, I would want me and you to close it up and to not say anything. And you know what, we read over, I read several different places this week, and we read about the children of Israel being, I believe the Bible said in Numbers 21, the latter part of verse number 4, He said the children are most discouraged because of the way. And surely all that's going on in America, no doubt. It would discourage the greatest of us tonight. But I'm glad that it does not. I worry God, and God is not concerned about what's going on. And you know what I read this week? It's in Him we live and move and have our being tonight. It really doesn't make no difference. You know what? With all due respect, who's in the White House? God is still God tonight. And you know what? A lot of folks are afraid. Maybe if things change and things go around, we need to lift up our heads and to look up, for our redemption tonight is drawing nigh. Because He tells us there in verse number 3, He said, "For when they shall say peace and safety, had to look up for sudden destruction is sooner coming tonight." And oh, it saddens my heart to see the shape that America has got in. And you know what? Tonight, surely it saddens me, and it does trouble and concern me. But this is not my home tonight. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger passing through. I'm glad we're going to a place and going to a land where things are never going to change. And God is always going to be in control. I know that He is now tonight. God's in control. But I'm glad we're going to the place where sin is never going to be known. Where wickedness tonight is never going to be known. A lot of times we get discouraged because who's leading or who's losing in the polls. But God tonight is still on the throne. God tonight is still, He's not worried about it. You know what? What's going to happen on December or who is not going to get inaugurated. He's not worried about that because that He's still God. And you know what? Tonight, surely if it does continue to wax worse and worse, just like the Bible says, the Bible said, you know what? It's going to wax worse and worse and worse. And you know what? We need to look for this world to get wickeder and wickeder and further away from God and the things of God. But oh, you and I need to remember Calvary and the price that was paid for my sin and your sin, for my salvation and your salvation tonight. You know what? We live in an awful, if you look at it, you know what? On the conservative side, it is a discouraging time. But oh, if you look at it from the Word of God, and if you look at it from the heart of the child of God, we ought to be rejoicing tonight because we know that the day is coming. We know that it could be any moment and any time. You know what? I can remember back when I was a young Christian and a younger preacher. You know what? They'd begin to talk about the Lord to come, and they'd be part of me, a great part of me that would be saddened because, you know what, I enjoy living, enjoy my home, I enjoy my family tonight. But I've learned down through the years, the older that you get, and the more that you get closer to Him, the more that you're longing to go home and to be with Him tonight. I'm glad He's made us that promise and made us that hope, in spite of what the world says, in spite of what the political parties may say. God's taking His people out of this place, and we're going to forever be with the Lord tonight. You know what? He said, we're not in darkness tonight, that this is going to overtake us as a thief. He said, we're children of the light and children of the day tonight. Because of our religion, because we've been redeemed, because we've been washed and we've been sanctified, and we've been made nigh tonight by the blood of Christ. Not by our good works or not by our good deeds tonight, but all because we is a sinner. And you know what? We got saved by the grace of God. And you know what? I'm glad tonight. We live in a world, you know, the reason a lot of folks can't thank God, because never have been saved tonight, it's because they're lacking something tonight. Then come to our church, we've got it figured out in this day. We have revivals and we get sinners saved off of emotions in this day and hour. And God is nowhere in our midst. But all tonight, if you and I get you and I that are saved, we get to the place that we in everything that we have. I give thanks to God and realize that I'm nothing tonight and you're nothing. And realize tonight without the Lord, surely we deserve to be in hell. And we all be in hell tonight. But God loved you and me so much. And we think that we don't have anything to be thankful for. But always sit around a lot of times, and we look in our carnal mind. We get in our carnal mind tonight, And you know what? Our covetous mind. And you know what? We're set our hearts on full of pride. And we think that we don't have anything to be thankful for tonight. You know what? A lot of church folk. And we'll all get this way if we're not careful. We'll think God really owes us something. Oh, and he did tonight. He owed us a whole lot tonight. I read where Paul said, for the wages of sin tonight is death tonight. He owes us a lot. He owes us death and hell tonight. And that's where I and you ought to be. But oh, tonight, but I like what he said. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, that he took the punishment for my sin and your sin tonight, and all those stripes that were laid upon on his back, and the beard that was plucked from his face, and the crowns that was shoved on his head. The Bible said that he opened not his mouth, that he done it all for you, and he done it all for me tonight. And we feel like we don't have anything to be thankful for if we don't live in a $500,000 home and drive a $75,000 car. Boy, if our bank accounts ain't big, we feel like we don't have anything to be thankful for. But oh, if we'd all be honest, I've got more than my people ever had before me, and ain't worked nowhere near as hard for it, and I feel like God's been better to me tonight than he has anybody else. And you say, why do you feel that way? I've been in the place before I thought God owed me something. I've been in the place before I thought that I really deserved something, where I thought I was something tonight, far from the will of God. But oh, there ain't no joy in that. And there ain't no peace in it tonight. But oh, if we could begin to be thankful unto him. And you know what I thought about as I heard you, preacher, there one night this week. I believe old Psalmist David said in Psalms 116 and verse number 12, I think. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord? What shall I give him? How am I going to repay him tonight? And I realize we can't pay for it. But oh, tonight, we ought to be the most thankful people in the world. It doesn't matter if the one you voted for got in or not. I'm glad God's still on the throne. Heaven's not worried. Heaven's not concerned. There ain't enough devils or liberals in this place to vote him out. I'm glad that he defeated it. And he's come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he's got the keys to it all tonight. And he said, I can go not because I'm worthy of my own flesh or my own works. But he sent his son. And I've been watching. Washed and sanctified and made nigh by him, and that's the reason I'm going tonight. A lot of times we forget where our eternity's going to be. You know what? I'm not making no great big plans to live down here forever. You know what? Surely we live in a day that we're wanting to really hoard up and we're wanting to hang on, and we think we need to work 6-7 days a week so we can keep up with everybody else. But you know what? Tonight, I believe what the Bible says. If man don't work, he won't eat. I believe we ought to work and provide for our own tonight. But oh, when we get our eyes on them carnal things, and when we get our eyes on all that the neighbors has got, and the co-workers are got, and we forget what it's all about tonight. It ain't about me and it ain't about you. You know, I've owned those new trucks. We bought new homes, and there ain't a bit of joy in that. For about the first 29 days, then on that 30th day, you've got to pay a price for that. But oh, there's a price paid for you and for me tonight, that it can be joy, joy, joy all the time tonight. And you know what? Everything that you and I have ever had in this life, I'm talking about on the natural side, we've had to earn it by the sweat of our face. We've had to earn it tonight by going in and putting in the time to be able to pay those payments. But you know what? There's something that you and I possess, a child of God, that's so much more greater than a title, than a deed tonight. Boy, there's something that God has given freely tonight to me and you tonight, his only begotten son. You know what? I don't know you, hardly anybody here tonight, but I do love you, but I don't love you enough that if it took me giving one of my boys to save everybody in this building from hell, you'd probably die and go to hell. If I had to give one of my children, one of my teenage boys to save you, so you and I watched him bleed and die and suffer, you might as well plan on dying and going to hell. But God loved me and he loved you tonight. So much tonight. The Bible said between the sixth and the ninth hour, there was a great darkness over the face of the earth. And you know why that was? That God, Jesus hanging on the cross, and he began to cry out and begin to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And do you know why that he has tonight? I look in the mirror in the bathroom when you go out the door. That's the reason that God forsook his son. That's the reason that God turned his back. So you and I never would have to. And we think we don't have anything to be thankful for. We think we don't have nothing to praise God for tonight. Boy, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you tonight. Oh, I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for tonight. You need to think. There's probably every one of us. You know what? I'm making a broad statement, but I know who my God is. Every one of us, we've got food in the cabinet at home. I guarantee you, every one of us tonight, we may not have a ribeye, we may not have a T-bone, but there's food in our cabinets. Every one of us, we've got a bed to lay in. And you know what, tonight, every one of us, our lights will be on when we get home. You say, preacher, mine won't be. God probably done provided the way, but we've done blowed it. He's provided for me two or three times in that way. Down through the years, especially as a young Christian. But you know what? I find him to be faithful and to be true. Even when I've squandered times that he's made me away. He's made me away again. You know what? He sure has been a good God to me. If I and you both got what we deserved, we'd be in hell tonight. Oh, but we're sitting in a church on a padded pew. Central heating air. And God's blessed us and been so good to us, but we can't think that we've got much to be thankful for. Lord, don't give me what you owe me. Give me mercy and give me grace tonight. And you know what, tonight he said, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober tonight. You know what it caused me and I to sleep? When we get covetous about us, we begin to looking at the things of the world and want the things of the world. And there's nothing wrong with that to a certain extent tonight. But the Bible tells me if we've got food and raiment to be what? Content. To be happy. If we've got food and clothes, we've got already got more than we deserve tonight. He said to be happy tonight. He said, you know what, tonight, I've been some of the closest times that I've ever been with God, and some of the best times I've ever had is when I didn't have a nickel in my pocket, and when I didn't have a dollar in the bank. And you know what, tonight, I can remember some times when I was praying, God would make a way. And you know what, God's always provided, and he's always made a way tonight. I'm glad he's never left me, never forsaken me tonight, but he's made us a promise. He's going to go with us. He's going to go with us tonight. You know what? I've never seen a day in time. There's more Christians with their lip rolled out right now because of what's took place in Washington in the last few days. Never has been. You know what? That candidate's not my God tonight. God's still in control. And you know what? If it does, whichever way it goes, God knows all about it tonight. You ought to be thankful tonight that God's let us come together and worship again. The Bible said, in everything, give thanks tonight. In everything. Worship's born this generation. We're not worried how we're going to feed our youngins in the morning. We didn't have to bust firewood today so we'd be able to cook in the morning. And you know what? We don't have to labor today like they did 50 or 75 or 100 years ago. Boy, God's blessed us and been so good to us. And you know what? I can remember seeing some pictures of the churches in the early 1900s and late 1900s. And a lot of them was just old pole barns with some old oak boards and old oak blocks and stumps. I set up to make their pews, but oh, what a time that they had. And you and I have got way finer than that. But boy, we find it hard a lot of times to be thankful tonight. Finally, he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything tonight give thanks. In everything tonight. I don't know how, you know what, how we find old Job as he was sitting over there mourning his losses tonight, but he still knew God was in control. He still knew God was in control tonight. He thought that he had three friends tonight. When it comes down to it, I know that some of you here that I know, and boy, I consider you a friend tonight. But when it comes down to it, we'd have to be honest, we've only got one true friend tonight. And that's him. That's him tonight. You know what? Somebody will always be there, Brother Joel. Somebody will never leave us, never forsake us. That's him tonight. That's the best friend we've got. A lot of times we think if we can't get a hold of them other friends and get their advice or get their pity or get their encouragement. But if we could get a hold of the Word of God. Old David said, Lord, I'm going to hide this Word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Boy, that's my help. That's everything that I need and you need tonight is the Word of God. Boy, I'm thankful tonight to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be here. Good to feel what I feel in my heart. Good to know that He's still alive and He's still well tonight. And we're thankful tonight for this good privilege and this opportunity to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
God bless you.